Yes. Okay. Yeah, we are on. Lovely. So, in this church, we have leaders. So, I'm going to mention the church leaders, starting from the Pope, obviously, Reverend Philip Andrew. Glover, sorry. I've changed his name. And we do have Wendy, who is the wife of Reverend Phil. We do have Deji. We do have James. We do have Isaac. We do have Abraham. We do have NG. And we do have Paul. Ruby. Okay. Okay. So, there is a very important quote. It's on there. It says, people stepping up in order to serve the life and mission of the church often in practical ways can significantly contribute to the purpose of God advancing in the church. So, among all these individuals that I've mentioned, I want you to tell me who made that quote. And if you get it right, the reward would be that the wife of the senior minister will serve you specially with sweet today after the service. So, but the individuals that I've mentioned, they are not supposed to answer this question. And if you did not get anything at all from my talk this morning, that is something you cannot afford to miss. And what does it say again? People stepping up in order to serve the life and mission of the church, often in practical ways, can significantly contribute to the purpose of God advancing. So, quick one. Who do you think made this quote based on the text that we're going to look at? We have Phil, we have Wendy, James, Deji, Abraham, Isaac, myself, and let me add Ruby. Sorry, I forgot Andy. I beg your pardon. Andy, wherever you are, it wasn't deliberate. Forgive me. Yes, Andy. And Angie, yes. So please, quick one. Who do you think would make this quote? Yes, sister? You think it's me? Okay. Yes, brother? Angie, okay. Pete? James, okay. All right, Elaine? Phil? Okay.
Wendy?
Sorry. Andy. Okay, last person. Sorry? Ruben. Okay. Sorry, you're pointing your finger. Me. Deji. Okay. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, help me with a clap to my auntie, Elaine. Yes, this quote was made by the Right Reverend Philip Glover. Okay, so our main text is Acts chapter 6, reading from 1 to 7, but I'm not going to read that. I will jump on and dwell on this quote, people stepping up in order to serve the church, the life of the church, and the mission of the church, often in a practical ways, can significantly contribute to the purpose of God advancing. This account in Acts chapter 6 shows an example of how the different contributions people make in this church can make a huge impact. And the topic, of course, is stepping up or step up, whichever you prefer. Now, I want to submit to you to go back and read Acts chapter 6, verse 1 through to 7. Looking at the text, one would assume the church community of believers were fragmented by discontent regarding the sharing of goods. However, that was not the case. On the contrary, they were united as they persevered in coping with the increased membership, which must now have risen well above 5,000. The increasing number of believers made it more difficult to distribute goods effectively, resulting in some widow being overlooked. They were complacent that the Greek-speaking Jews from countries other than Israel were being neglected by Aramaic-speaking Jews who had been born in Israel. Now, take note. Both groups were Jews, so this was not an incident of racial discrimination. It wasn't. Nor had the community of goods failed, although the system of distribution had proved to be flawed. Because the apostles alone could no longer cope with the numbers and ensure fair distribution. However, the system did work in that they soon became aware of the situation and they addressed it. And this is how they addressed it. The apostles had been commanded to proclaim the word of God according to Acts chapter 5, verse 20. But we're finding that they were becoming bogged down in administrative tasks such as serving food. In fact, Moses had faced a similar problem, and God had addressed it by commanding Moses to appoint 70 assistants to help him manage the load. And this is referenced in Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 and 17. So the apostles requested that 7 assistants be appointed to make sure that everyone received what they needed. However, those assistants, there were qualifications for them. And that is what I want to zoom in. So if we can move on to the second slide, please. So there were qualifications. The first qualification for those assistants was that they are known, that they have good reputation. Every work, you require a standard to carry out the work. And the first that is identified in this text is that they were known by the community. And this is just a rhetorical question. How are we known? Or how do we know ourselves? If you were like me, by the time we finish service, I want to zoom off and run away. But perhaps I should step up and make myself known. Perhaps. And Paul put it in this way. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7, and I would like to read, if I may. Here is a trustworthy saying. Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now, the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife. And if he's a woman, faithful to her husband. Temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him. And he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert. Of course, one needs to grow. Or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders. It's very important. So that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. We all know where we are in life, where we stand at the moment. And so it would be good that we do inner reflection. Assistance are needed to advance the work of God in the house. Perhaps we need to pay attention to these qualifications. The second qualification was being filled with the Holy Spirit. Even an administrative task was a spiritual one. And I think we should stop saying that, oh, this is just a manual labor. When it comes to the kingdom of God, no task is trivial. It is the anointing that makes the difference. Full of Holy Spirit was as much needed for the distribution of food as it was for the preaching of the Word of God. And last, the third qualification was that they were wise. To be effective in their task, they needed wisdom to distinguish genuine need from wants. The principle of distribution had been that no one lacked anything. But this also meant no one received more than they needed. The assistants had to be able to judge the exact amount each person needed. And they were able to do that by the wisdom of God. And so let me conclude by saying, God is not going to use or bring people from outside to come in the church to do whatever is needed to be done. He's going to use us. He's going to use us. Whether big or small, young, old, male, female, irrespective of how you see yourself, you are important in God's hands. Now, you know yourself, I know myself. this brief moment, can we really look ourselves, look deep down? How can I step up? Perhaps I need to step up in my prayer life. I need to step up in my integrity. When I say something, I stick with it. I make myself known, and we make the effort to know people. And I'll close with this text. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Let's step up, church. Amen.